This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Goldie.
I got a letter from the office of the Fantasyville Commissioner in my mailbox this morning.
That's right, I sent that.
Oh, nice letterhead. Anyway, it says that you reserve the right to fine me up to $10,000 if I move forward with my plan this weekend?
That's right. It wasn't my idea, big fella, but the other guys in the league are really concerned.
What are you talking about?
Well, one of the guys heard you saying you're going to eat Johnsonville sausage naked at your party this weekend.
So what's the problem?
Mike, let me just tell you, and I mean this as a friend, we really, really don't want to see you naked eating a sausage.
Oh, Greeny, you're an idiot. I'm not going to be naked. The Johnsonville sausage is going to be naked. As in no buns, no condiments, nothing. That's the beauty of Johnsonville brats and Italian sausages. They're so packed with juicy flavor, and they're great all by themselves. You can't say that about burgers and chicken.
Can't tell you how relieved that makes me. Consider that letter officially rescinded.
Noted.
Take your game day party from good to great with juicy Johnsonville sausage, made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville, sausage is all we do.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, from Manhattan. This is the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. I'm laughing because it's, well, one of those days. You got allergies, and then you got, of course, equipment not doing what it's supposed to do. We're in Kansas, so obviously that's the problem. Hopefully it's not like this for the Big Red as they come down and get ready to open the Big 12 tonight against Kansas State. We're glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Big Daddy, I'm going to go find him in a second here. Oh, he's over there having some wings. Yeah, yeah. I will say this as we get ready to talk to Wyatt Thompson coming up in our next segment. Of course, he is the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. We'll also talk with Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com today. It's Thursday, so if you've got questions for Joe, we'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is email the NetPopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going through bye weeks. We've seen some trades out there. We've seen some players that nobody drafted early on in the season starting to make an impact. We're seeing quite a few things going on with fantasy football. So that's all coming up. But, hey, Daddy. I don't care how much you want to talk about football today. We got to talk baseball. Are you kidding me? A no-hitter in baseball?
Well, it certainly was exciting for Roy Halladay's first postseason start. A lot of people thought that he was a missing piece to the puzzle that Philadelphia could put together and make another run. And certainly looks we have Mike Perennial on from the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook, and he didn't give us a football pick. He said, take the Philadelphia Phillies to win this deal going away if you get 5-2, 3-1. And, boy, it certainly looked from start to finish last night like they were the best team. And they're showing on SportsCenter right now, Charlie Manuel up there, what Philadelphia's got to be flying high. Interesting, Doug, about the game today. The Rays will take on the Rangers again today, and you picked the Rangers in that one. I, of course, didn't see David Price losing that first game. But they have not posted their lineup card yet. It is 2 hours before the game. They're petitioning Major League Baseball for an injury report to add Willie Ibar as a speculation. I talked to two players. Willie Ibar is the person that hit the Game 7 game winner off of John Lester from the Boston Red Sox that sent Tampa Bay, made them send baseball madness. Well, all of a sudden, they petitioned baseball, which you have to do. But now they say the Rangers are petitioning baseball back the other way, saying, we never saw an injury yesterday. Where's the injury at? And why did it not come to light until this morning? But the speculation is they're trying to add him, so we're now about 2 hours before game time, and still no roster has been submitted by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Well, that's a little strange. But still, I don't think that's the story. You know, is anybody even watching those games? Tampa Bay, Texas? Is anybody watching that?
Well, if you had to work, you're certainly not watching it. But if you're watching primetime, you got to see your New York Yankees take down Minnesota.
Shut up. Could not get hits
when it counted last night. They had people on base. They've lost the last seven times going into last night when they faced the Yankees and had the lead in all seven of those. They got the lead early now in last night and couldn't hold on.
Well, how about, I mean, both games yesterday, early games, Tampa Bay or Texas gets out to a lead and they roll. Obviously, Philadelphia gets out to a lead and they roll. Minnesota gets out to a lead. The only team in baseball that you don't want to see come back comes back and wins the baseball game.
Well, you know, Minnesota, you get that dome, and you think, you know, everybody's going to be so fired up there, and the crowd's getting into it, and then all of a sudden, you know, they need something good to happen to get that. I think it's one of those mental deals where you can't get over the hump.
No. That's not a mental deal. You're up 3-0. It's not a mental deal. If it was a mental deal, you would have been behind out of the gate. 3-0. It's not a mental deal. It's a choke job. And I still watch these guys from New York walk up there, and you go, who? Granderson? Who? Jorge? Who? It's not like Jeter's beating you. It's not like A-Rod's beating you. I mean, seriously. Come on. It's just... Here's the deal. They've had the lead.
You say it's not a choke. They've had the lead in all of the last eight games. They've had the lead in every game.
I said it's a choke. I said it's not nerves. It's a choke. It's a choke. And until somebody but I have the Yankees in the World Series, so how disappointed can I really be? I mean, I'd rather see them lose on the grandest stage than in Minnesota. And it just goes to show you, never text, call, email, Facebook, or tweet any of your friends when Minnesota's up 3-0.
Yeah, it'll certainly come back and bite you.
Minnesota had the bases loaded last night again, Tony. Once they fell behind, bases loaded and struck out on a fastball. 3-2. I wonder who he's going to throw me.
It's weird. You know what? The bases were loaded early in that Devil Rays game as well. Pena at the bat, and a weird call. They call the ball the foul tip, which makes it strike two instead of making it 3-1. Next pitch strikes him out. With the bases loaded, they give him two outs. They get out of that inning. If he's called hit by a pitch, they score a run. There's still one out, and things are rolling for the Devil Rays as well. So a lot of weird things happening in playoff baseball. And I'm sure those umpires are like, great, another controversy. That's just what we want. Why can't we just have smooth running baseball games? But seems to be just weird things happening in the playoffs. And you don't see postseason no hitters like you saw yesterday.
Yeah, Doug and Daddy Show from Manhattan as we get ready for Nebraska and Kansas State tonight. The pregame begins at 1:30 this afternoon on the Breeze 94.5 FM. So we hope you can check that out. Game time is at kickoff is at 6:45 ESPN. We'll head live to Manhattan at 6:30. We'll get to all this football in just a moment. But, Tony, again, there's nothing going on in the world of sports outside of baseball. We're watching ESPN this morning. The number two story is still Randy Moss. How often do things turn over in football? We knew yesterday at this time Randy Moss had been traded to the Minnesota Vikings. Yet that's still the number two story, and it's getting way too much play today. Roy Halladay's no-hitter should be the talk of the world of sports all day today until they play again. This is an embarrassment to Major League Baseball. It's the second time. I mean, you had a perfect game from Don Larson, and now you got a no-hitter. Oh, what do we say, 54 years later? Oh, yeah, it happened last night, and it was just a regular game. I am embarrassed for the world of sports. I am embarrassed for ESPN television. I am embarrassed for all that is in this profession. If they are going to talk about Randy Moss, more than they are going to talk about Roy Halladay. Yes, I know football is number one, and I love football. But are you kidding me? Seriously, I would love, what's your thoughts? Email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. I'm going to put it right out front. If you take the Randy Moss side, I am losing faith in the American public and the world of sports in general. If you think the Randy Moss story is bigger than what Roy Halladay did, because if that's true, then baseball should quit. There should, you should just disband the sport, because this is the biggest thing that has happened all year. All year. Tony, if you can tell me something that's bigger than this, he's thrown two no-hitters this year, and one of them is in his first ever Major League Baseball playoff game.
Pretty good. Not too bad, Roy Halladay. I think you're certainly right. Just things with baseball. I don't know. I get excited for playoff baseball because I think the level and the intensity just jumps up and is magnified about 38 times of what it was in the regular season, especially from the dog days of summer. You know, I go back to I'm bringing up those over-unders. These pitchers bring it. It's good pitchers. When the over-under is 6.5, 7, 7, 7, up and down the board, you're expecting 3-1 games, 2-0 games. You get a 2-run lead, you expect that pitcher to go shut it down. I think you're absolutely right, but I think the perception out there is everybody's focused. If you're in Nebraska, you're focused on Kansas State, but nationally, I think you're more focused on Randy Moss, and that may be sad.
Tell everybody, me that you're not.
No, I'm not. No, I was excited yesterday thinking, well, Brett Favre's one of my fantasy quarterbacks. That should help my offense. I was looking at it that way. But after that, I was like, oh, well, let's move on. And then watched the baseball last night and got pretty excited for it. Everybody wants to know what Percy Harvin's reaction. Who cares?
He had a headache. He had a headache. There's a lot of people that have headaches today. Tony, speaking of fantasy, I haven't had a chance to bring this up, but one of our new kind of constant emailers is Lori. She emailed me Friday. We didn't get to it because we were jam-packed. We talked football yesterday with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. We talked about it. I didn't get to this email. She said that the line for last Friday's St. Paul Ord game was 17. You're wrong, Lori. You're wrong. I think it was 23. And you had the wrong team. I just wanted to make sure that didn't slide through without her foot getting run over by the Chanticleer bus.
I don't know if you had this year off the top of your head, Douglas, but when was the last time that Ord would have beat St. Paul in football would have been? About 84?
Oh, I'm sure it happens on a constant basis.
Just the perennial power of the Chanticleers.
Well, even the Division I talent got rolled over by Big Red. Panther Dome. And all the good players that they had before then.
Hey, since you brought up football, 71 years old.
Yeah,
Bill Snyder,
I brought up football. That's what I did. I brought up baseball, and then I brought up the Chanticleers. Let's not confuse that with big-time football.
71 years old Bill Snyder today.
What? You were let's get this right. You got up this morning, and you went up looking for him to wish him a happy birthday?
Well, I didn't look for him that hard because I think he was still in his office from last night, and the gates were shut.
What do you think Bill Snyder does to celebrate his 71st birthday? The game today. I mean, what do you think he's doing this morning? What would Bill Snyder do to mark his 71st birthday?
Well, if you read the quote, apparently not much, because he says birthdays are just days for years. I've gotten years where I just really didn't know it was my birthday. Probably just out of stupidity, I guess.
And then we have people that celebrate birthdays for a whole week, but not Bill Snyder.
Yeah,
he doesn't even celebrate it really for an hour.
Yeah, they turned their birthday into damn Mardi Gras or something. I don't know what that's about. But
Doug and Daddy Show live from Manhattan here on ESPN Radio. Email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Now, as we said at the top of the show, not every piece of equipment that we've brought down here to Kansas is working 100%. Shocking. Daddy, before we go to break, and Wyatt Thompson is set to join us here on the show, the voice of the Wildcats, in just a couple of minutes. Got a chance to go down to Aggieville last night. Very disappointing. I don't know what to – this is my first trip to Kansas State, so we wanted to check out – every town has – although I don't know what Lincoln has. They got O Street, they got the Haymarket, but when people come to town and they say, hey, you got to go to the Haymarket, you got to go down O Street, I don't know. I've never really heard that. But, every town seems to have its district, its area – where you go.
I would think if you're an out-of-towner and you come to Lincoln, and I don't know if it's a night or two before, but I think you go to Sidetracks and you go to Barry's. I mean, those are the two places, if you're from outside, you got to hit. I don't know that anybody's ever said, you got to check out O Street and Iguana. I mean, you don't pick out Iguana, the rail or
Sandy's.
There you go. I mean, Zen West. I mean, Zen North. You know, you go to these different places.
I didn't run into any Elk Creek or Sharkwater last night in Aggieville.
You know what? We didn't hardly run into any people in Aggieville.
Well, that was my point. We did run into the clones, but we ran into some folks that we knew. I didn't know that there was an O'Malley's in Aggieville, but yes, there is. There is an O'Malley's, and if you want to watch the football game tonight, Doug and the crew are open at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're probably going to stay open until tomorrow's happy hour when they have wingies and nachos from 5 to 7. But there's an O'Malley's. We went to a place called the Purple Pig. Of course, we went and saw Clone Dog over at Buffalo Wild Wings. But
Shot Bar.
Yeah, that was weird. That was like the smallest little... I've been in barns that have more atmosphere than that place had. I'm trying to figure out where everybody was. I know it's a fairly short trip, so the Husker fans coming today. I can't imagine that they're staying over to whoop it up in Manhattan, Kansas.
But Doug, how many places did we go in last night and say, what time do you guys open? They go, 4 tomorrow. 4? That's 2 hours before the game starts.
What game?
You realize there's a game going on and the excitement. And then what people were around seem to be real jerks. Apparently they like to talk a lot.
It was different. I think the hatred was real. There wasn't a whole lot of joking, like when they come to Lincoln. Go back to Norman, you Sooner fan, ha, ha, ha. No, they meant go back to Nebraska and don't ever come down here.
I'm not sure I'd bring my wife, or I'm glad my mother's not coming for the language we had to hear last night. Just foul. Rudeness. Rude people and people that smell really bother me. Both of those.
So you don't want any French Wildcat fans?
No. Well, they really do remind you. That's like, are we in Paris? Who you people smell?
No,
and you're rude.
We're in Manhattan. We're not in New Orleans. We're not in Lincoln. We're not in Kearney. We're not in Hastings. We're in Manhattan. And we're doing the Doug and Daddy show today as best we can with some equipment that's not 100%, so we apologize for that. But, again, we blame that on the state of Kansas. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm a little disappointed that the Braves Giants don't get to play earlier today, so I can at least watch part of it before the football game tonight. I'm still... For some reason, I'm like you, Daddy. It's like opening day. Maybe you're not the biggest baseball fan in the world, but you're paying attention. It's the opening day of the playoffs. They were low-scoring games like they always seem to be. And then you get that puke from the Yankees last night, and you get a no-hitter. And now how much will anybody really pay attention until we get to the World Series, unless something strange or epic happens again?
I think people pay attention. And by the way, Randy Moss news conference, for you, if you cared, that's 2 o'clock today, going to be carried live on ESPN
that's
News.
Up.
So I think people, it's playoff time. Like you say, there's a new renewed excitement about baseball, I think, and the level of baseball being played. You get the best teams. You get the new blood in Texas. I think you get people that are fans are coming over to their side, and I think Josh Hamilton's selling a lot of jerseys all of a sudden, and probably been selling them all year, but coming back off the injury and doing some good things. And I think, I just think there's excitement about it because it is that playoff time.
Tony, before we take our first break here and catch up with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats, how much, they talk about how unproductive the workforce is that first weekend of March Madness, and there's 2 or 3 other times during the year. How much productivity will be done in the state of Nebraska tomorrow? Well, I mean, maybe the least productive day of 2010 in the state of Nebraska will be tomorrow.
Well, you certainly hope the celebration will carry over after a good win to open up this this farewell tour through the Big 12. You certainly don't want it to be a moping sad day tomorrow with how they played. So hopefully. Hopefully the Huskers show up tonight, bring the energy they brought to Washington, and we'll see. I think athlete on athlete, we got a better, far superior team than the Kansas State Wildcats, and we'll just have to see how it plays out on the field.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Manhattan, where we're down here to watch the Huskers in K-State tonight. And coming up next, we'll be talking with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, as he gets ready to call the game this evening. Joe DeMail, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. If you've got a fantasy football question for Joe, email it to us. We'll get him asked. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
There are two sides to Bo Pelini. There's the pregame Bo.
The team that hits the other team right there. Right there. Underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football.
And then there's the meet the press Bo.
The team's going to rally around who goes out there.
We'll hardly ever be able to hear the pregame Bo live.
Take those ends and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get off your somebody's head.
But you can hear Bo speak to the media every Tuesday. Doug and Daddy Show, 11 o'clock. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at around 81. Winds will also turn to the southeast, staying at about 5 to 15. Skies will then remain clear tonight with a low of 53 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
One player at center ice, one goalie between the pipes. The deafening crowd noise fades to the background. The skater begins to move toward the goalie. Reaction versus reaction. Move versus counter move. The hockey shootout may be the most intense play in all of team sports. One man will win, one man will lose. As he goes, so goes his team. Shootouts decided both Tri-City Storm games last weekend. And this weekend, regulation, overtime, or shootout, the Storm will attempt to even their season record with two more home games. Hear the Storm and Youngstown, Saturday, on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. 6:45 pregame, Saturday, Storm, Phantoms, Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Manhattan. More wings over here. More wings. We love wings. Merritt, how are you doing today? I mean, that's the kind of day it is. We're actually going to ask Merritt. Merritt, everything okay?
I'm wonderful. I, like, made a little addition to the studio. I put the big red chair in here.
I was going to say, I saw you luxurizing, and that's a big word for me to even try and spit out, in the big red chair from BICO. Folks, check it out at BICOonline.com. This thing can hold two or three people or throw all the kids in it. You got five of them, chuck them in there. There's six drink holders. One big daddy fits in this chair. So that shows you how big it is. It's big, it's red, and probably your favorite Husker fan doesn't have it. Daddy, what do you think of the big red chair with a little cooler on the side, six cup holders, and you can not off take a little nap in there?
You know what? If it comes with a crane to get me out of it, it would be better. But you know what? It's about 99.9% perfect for me.
You can go to BICOonline.com and check out what we're talking about and pick it up. Two locations in Grand Island, Hastings, or York, just off I-80. Go to BICO, B-Y-C-O, online.com. BICOonline.com. Daddy, BICOonline.com for the big red chair. And since we're not in the studio, Merritt's sitting in it today.
Hey, I think it's perfect for Merritt. Now, hopefully you can reach the buttons.
Tony, because we did get a lot of feedback from the folks that we were talking to last night, Kansas State fans and Nebraska fans, on what they thought was going to happen to the game. And you are one that follows this more than I do. I'm not going to say a lot more, but more than I do. That the public, and when we talk to Mike Perennial, and we talk to all the people that make the lines, and we talk to all the people that are in the gambling world and the investment world, how do they make money? Because the public is usually wrong. I'm getting more scared, more worried than I ever was before Washington, because Nebraska fan, I'm not hearing a lot of people worried. I remarked, and you not so much, but we did talk about it as the season went along, that I thought that this was a scary game. Thursday night, on the road, at K-State, opening Big 12 play, off of a bye week, basically, for both teams. Neither team came off, as we see, a very good performance. And K-State lurking in the weeds here for Nebraska. Now all of a sudden all the Husker fans think we're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
I would hope that Nebraska, the game's going to go 2 ways as I see it. Either it's going to be a dogfight till halftime, the crowd's still in it, and it's a dogfight till the end, or Nebraska gets out to a 10-14-0 lead early on, and basically the crowd's out of it, and I think they lay down and Nebraska rolls. And you're going to know that by the middle of the first quarter. I think the first 3 possessions are going to tell monstrous things about this game, because I think if Nebraska can jump on the lead, this team does not want to speed up and play score for score with the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The only way that Bill Snyder can win this ball game is to win it 9-6, 13-7, something like that. If Nebraska gets up 14-13-0, I think this thing is over in the first half, and then you can head for home after halftime, because I think it's over, and I think it could go on to be a rout.
Remember last year in Lincoln, Nebraska got off to a good start, and the second half was barely even watchable. K-State did hang around. They didn't come back, but they hung around. So Sean Callahan telling us yesterday that this year's Kansas State team, take away Daniel Thomas, and they're horrible, basically. Last year's Kansas State team was a lot better than this year's Kansas State football team, which is weird because most of the media that follows the Big 12, when we were down at Dallas at Big 12 Media Days, thought Kansas State was the second-best team in the North. Them and Missouri would be battling to see if either one of them could give Nebraska a little bit of a tussle.
You know, it certainly sets the table for the Big 12 North, and who's got that advantage. Obviously, Kansas State's already won a game. Iowa State's played 2 conference games. Now Nebraska gets off to their start. I don't know that anybody expected Kansas State to challenge for this title this year other than maybe Bill Snyder and those kids. So if they can step up, certainly the UCLA win looks a lot bigger now after what UCLA did versus Texas. I think those maybe 2 different teams. Bill Snyder said that. We talked to him last Friday. We'll have to wait and see, but I think it's going to come down to, you know, Nebraska certainly every week in the Big 12 North is going to have the edge in talent. Now let's see if it translates into W's.
Yeah, if you missed our conversation with Bill Snyder, you can go to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and listen to it on the podcast. Coach Jones joined us on Friday, the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, where we were yesterday for the Husker lunch. I want to thank everybody that came out. And, of course, the food, I went with French dip yesterday. It's still hanging with me a little bit today, Tony. I didn't have anything else after that yesterday that was better than what we had yesterday at Cunningham's. If you want to watch the football game and have a great time tonight, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, in the courtyard, all that Mike and the gang have going on there, the place to be. They don't charge you a cover. They don't jack up the price on their specials just to make up for what other places charge you to watch a Husker football game. They want you to come in, enjoy the Huskers. They want you to enjoy it with your friends. They want you to enjoy their specials. And they want you to have a good time watching Big Red roll tonight.
That's the plan. That's the plan. I think everybody's looking for it. Why not have a cold beer, a big-ass beer, while you're there with the fellas as well?
You saw something different down here. We're going to talk to Mike about this. It's like a big mug pitcher.
A liter pitcher.
It looked like a glass pitcher, only that they put a lot of water and whatever else you wanted in those.
It was dangerous is what it was. It looked dangerous. We did not partake in those.
We'll talk to Mike. No, God, no. No, that would have been a bad deal. Although we did see some nice pre-vet med students down here last night. And as we said, there wasn't a lot of people out, but there were some people out. There was a birthday party. We saw some people from Kearney and Tri-Cities last night, so there were a few people down getting ready for tonight's football game here in Manhattan.
Yeah, if you're into superficial beauty, which, well, we happen to be, yeah, it was a nice place. Nice place to be last night.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jonah Mail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com coming up. But when we return to Manhattan, we're going to catch up with the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Do you want to get completely jacked every time you hit the gym? Complete Nutrition delivers again with Berserk. Berserk crushes those old pre-workout formulas like NanoVapor, Super Pump, and NO Explode by injecting your system with pure Crealkaline and a GlycoLoad Waxy Maze Plasma Expander. The result is muscle-flooding strength and blood-pumping energy for the sickest workout in your life. So if you haven't experienced true workout intensity, get to Complete Nutrition today and go Berserk. You won't find this product available in any other retail stores. In fact, the only place you'll find it is Complete Nutrition.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue, north of SunMart. 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Or CompleteNutrition.com.
Polaris is having a really big sale. In fact, we're having a factory-authorized clearance, which means you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles like the Sportsman XP, the Ranger XP, and the Ranger Razor. You see, Polaris knows what you want to hear, and that is that right now you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select Polaris vehicles. I mean, really, what's the point in telling a lame joke when you got deals like this? We also know that radio commercial hype can't excite you the way a great deal on a Polaris does. It's not like you're going to crank up the volume for a jingle, right? But we're willing to bet you turn up the volume to hear that deal again. Well, it's your lucky 10 seconds, because we're going to give it to you one more time. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, where you can get up to $1,200 in rebates and great financing on select 2010 and prior year vehicles. Going on now. Offers end October 31st. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at around 81. Winds will also turn to the southeast, staying at about 5 to 15. Skies will then remain clear tonight with a low of 53 with a light south wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
If you're feeling like a pimp, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies, it's pimps who go on, brush your shoulders off.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, they're waking up here in Kansas, Tony. Things are starting to come together.
Everything's coming together just as we have foreseen.
Tony. Live from Manhattan, where we're getting ready for tonight's football game between the Huskers and Kansas State. We're going to talk with the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, here in just a second. We'll have our predictions. Joe DeMeo, you want to make your prediction, Tony? I thought 30-10 kind of all along here. Some other folks were kind of in that ballpark last night. I said now I'm a little bit more worried. 17-3, which it was last year, wouldn't surprise me. A low-scoring game would not surprise me. I've been told that the over-unders are right around 50. Boy, under, I would, man, kick me in the knee. That sounds like an under all the way.
Well, yeah unless this Nebraska offense found its stride during the two bye weeks they took. Taylor Martinez gets it going, Doug. I would say it's going to be something like 35 to 10 in that region. I don't think our defense, I don't know how they're, Daniel Thomas is going to run the ball. He's going to get a bunch of carries, and I think it's going to be 2 and 3, 4 yards of crack. I don't think it's going to be 8, 10 yards of crack against our defense. I'm excited. I think Nebraska takes care of business. I'm going to say 35-10.
Well, I said on the air I thought we were going to kick Washington's ass, and I didn't predict 50 points because I didn't think we'd get the ball that much. I think that's kind of the story here tonight. If Daniel Thomas can just run it at all and keep the clock moving and make it a short game, which is what Kansas State wants to do. They don't want to give Nebraska a lot of plays, which they have not had in most of their football games this year, a below-average number of plays that they run. Now, on a couple of occasions, they didn't need a lot of plays because they were hitting home runs. They were hitting against Idaho. They were hitting against Washington, 1 and 2 play drives, getting big plays and scoring touchdowns. But that's why I think Nebraska is going to have a hard time really getting past 30, because they're just not going to have the ball that much against Kansas State. If they can score a couple of times in the first quarter or first quarter and a half, I think they're going to be in really good shape.
Yeah, Michael Bishop, the former quarterback that led the Wildcats to victory in 1998, going to be at the game tonight. So bringing some of the old players back. We talked about last night, who's the most famous Kansas State player of all time? And we heard great Mark Simoneau was a name that was brought up. Terrence Newman was a name that was brought up. Irob Lynn Dickey.
Martina Gramatica.
Yes, Bill's brother.
I said Chad May.
Chad May,
whose picture was on a few of the establishments last night. It's different here. It's so different. I mean, even the way that they honor their Kansas State, you run into as much basketball as you do football, but even the way that they frame the news articles or the pictures they look like those things that you buy for $8. Here's the picture, and then here's a little plaque off to the side that talks about them that you can get at El Cheapo shop, but those are the cool things in Manhattan.
Yeah, you know, you got to see the picture in the Sports Illustrated of Crouch's head going backwards with the face mask, it wasn't called. You know, that was in one of the big trophy cases. Like, all right, we're really proud of that moment in history.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, coming up, and Wyatt Thompson is waiting for us here on the line. So let's tell you that if you're getting geared up for the Husker game tonight and you need anything to look good, Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, they're open until... Steve, are you really staying open until 8 tonight? Really? Really? They do, because I understand that not all 100% of the world will be watching the football game tonight. Gang, open for you at Misco Sports. They've got over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, sweatshirts, men, women, children, whatever you want. It's the greatest selection I remember seeing at Misco's, and so stop by and check them out. They're open 7 days a week for you. Maybe you want to sport the Ndamukong Suh jersey. They've got men's NFL hoodies. They've got so many great things at 25% off. Check those out. Brand-name clothing from Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and so much more. Get geared up for the football game tonight by wearing Husker gear. Daddy, from where?
Misco Sports in downtown Kearney Center.
Doug and Daddy Show continuing live from Manhattan, where tonight it is Nebraska and Kansas State. Big 12 opener for Nebraska, not for Kansas State. They've already got one under their belt, as we talked with Coach Snyder last week on the show. But it's finally here, Tony. We thought we had that off time with just a pesky little South Dakota State team, which turned out to be just that. But now it's time to get into the meat of the schedule. And Kansas State tonight, our last time through the Big 12.
Yeah, 4-0. I don't know a lot of people expected that, but they faced a 4-0
Huskers, and we're pleased to be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wyatt, welcome back, and thanks so much for the time.
Well, my pleasure. I sure appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Well, Wyatt, obviously you will be the best radio broadcaster doing the ball game tonight with all these K-State ties with you and Gregory.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Greg's been around a long time and does a great, great job. And he of course, is a K-State grad and was here as the voice for quite a while. And it'll be good to see him again. I've talked to him a couple of times in preparation for the game. We're looking forward to the matchup. It's going to be a little bit different, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I just to kind of follow up on that a little bit, Greg was talking with Tom Chattel in an article in the Omaha World Herald earlier in the week about, you know, K-State, one of the original Big 8 schools, a Big 6 way, way back, going way back, and it's going to be a long time before these teams probably play each other. From a K-State perspective, does anybody care that Nebraska and Colorado, this is their last time through? I know we went through all the rhetoric when it was official, but is it just looked at as another game this time?
No, I don't think so. I think our fans are really excited for the matchup tonight, and for so many reasons. You know, Nebraska's ranked 6th and 7th in the country in both of the major polls. They're undefeated. This is a pretty typical, I think, Nebraska group. K-State is off to probably a little bit of a surprising 4-0 start. So they're excited about that. And you know what? I get asked about the situation with our fans and how they feel about it. I'll be honest with you. I don't necessarily think they care that Colorado's going, but I think they care largely that Nebraska is leaving the conference, just because, you know, this has been a pretty interesting rivalry over the years. Nebraska's dominated it, but, you know, K-State had its time in the sun a little bit there too, and I think our fans appreciate what Nebraska football is all about, and they're kind of disgusted, disappointed, and saddened that it's coming to a close.
Why don't you think the opening win against UCLA really turned some national eyes on Kansas State this year?
I do now. I'm not sure it was exactly that way right at the start when it happened, but I think once they kind of got some things turned around a little bit, one in Austin, that probably put a little more luster to the win. And I think Coach Snyder's done an awfully good job since he's been back of getting these kids a little bit closer to where they can compete. And what I mean by that is they've been in the system now. They know what to expect. They know how tough it is and what the demands are. And frankly, they've responded to it, and I think Coach is proud of that. He would tell you that they're light years from where they need to be, but this group over the last, well, a year and a half or almost 2 years now, these kids have done a nice job showing up and doing it the right way every day.
Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for tonight's game here in Manhattan. Wyatt, Nebraska and K-State, kind of the same boat here the last 3 weeks. We mentioned that you've already got a Big 12 game under your belt, a rivalry game about 2.5 weeks ago now with Iowa State, then a lackluster performance against Central Florida. Nebraska was looking at the Washington game, then a lackluster performance against South Dakota State. I'm guessing both teams are ready to get back on the field and prove that the last time out wasn't their best effort.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair assessment. And I think it's interesting that when you look at numbers, and sometimes you can put too much into that, I get that. But, you know, Nebraska has really done the majority of their work on the ground, as per usual. And K-State has done that, too. In these parts, I think K-State fans are concerned what Carson Kaufman can get done in the game tonight. And I think they're hopeful that Taylor Martinez is a guy that maybe gets a long run or two here and there, but doesn't hurt them that much in the passing game. I think if you just really break this game down, it's an interesting matchup. There's no doubt about it.
Why are we going to see Daniel Thomas at Big 12 Media Days and how big in stature he is? And just an absolute, just a monster. Looks like a linebacker back there, running back. Because of that, many people think, well, he'll just withstand this Big 12, the defenses he'll see week in, week out, and play through the whole season. Is he even got a bump or a bruise after 4 games?
Well, not too much. he's a pretty tough guy. I mean, you know, everybody has their bumps and bruises when they do this, but, you know, I've been very impressed with Daniel on so many levels. You know, a kid that came in here and had never really been a full-time running back, and now I think is a much better player than he was a year ago, and he was the Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year a season ago. So it gives you an idea, and I think you described him well. He's a big, tough, physical guy and can take some pounding, but yet he has some versatility to him. I think he likes that fact that he can touch the ball 30 or 35 times a game, and under the circumstances, K-State has leaned on him heavily this year, and I think we'll continue to do so, even in the game tonight. He has to be productive in the ball game for Kansas State to have a chance, not only tonight, but probably in most all games this year, I think.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of the talk the last few days, especially in Nebraska, is that they think that Nebraska can cover the number tonight, which is anywhere from 10 to 12, and that the feeling is when we played Washington, my big question was, I didn't think Washington's defense was very good, and they're not. A lot of questions are coming up this week about K-State's defense, so give us your scouting report on that side of the ball.
Well, it's been an interesting thing when you talk about K-State defense, because the numbers are not bad. They have given up really more rush yards than I think Coach Snyder would like. And he's even talked about things like bend but don't break. I think the thing that K-State has done is they've given up some yards, but they've made people drive it on them, you know, double-digit number scoring drives to score more times than not. I don't think that's the way he wants to do it, but the point is this may be not the world's most talented defense, but he's got the guys flying around and making some plays and for the most part being in the right spots. And up to this point, it's been pretty good. Tonight will be a different type of challenge. When you face a team like that with that type of offensive line, that kind of quarterback and running backs, K-State's going to have to play awfully well and do some things offensively to give that defense a rest and a chance, I think.
Wyatt Thompson, play-by-play voice of the Wildcats of Kansas State, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wyatt, a player from our area that lost his job early on, now has regained it back, is Josh Cherry. Assess where you see him heading into this ballgame.
Well, I'm really proud of him. You know what? He had a really, really tough beginning to last year and then really closed very strong. I think all of us, including myself, just assumed that he would handle those kicking duties and not have much competition. But you know what? He did get some competition from the Cantelli kid. And I think the thing that I really admired is he didn't really get down about it. A lot of guys probably would. But, you know, he volunteered to be on, you know, coverage teams and continued to do his due diligence. And now here he is kind of doing his thing again. I love the kid. He's a really, really sharp young guy, and he works hard. And I think he's doing just fine. He's going to handle some kicking duties for us the rest of the year. He's been pretty darn good.
Wyatt, before we let you get out of here, just your overall feeling going into the game tonight. How do you think things are going to break down?
Well, I think it's going to be an emotional game. Obviously, Nebraska is going to bring it. They understand, you know, that this is an awfully big game for them. Certainly, it is for Kansas State from the standpoint of it's a, you know, a home game too. That magnifies things. At the end of the day, I think both of these teams could at least have the ability to run it. I wonder then, you know, who throws it better, who makes more mistakes, turnovers, those types of things. You know, the reality of it is, you know, in the last few years, Nebraska has kind of handled K-State again after K-State had that stretch from, what, 98, I guess, through 2004 where they won 5 out of 7. So I think K-State's kind of have to play a little above of what they've had, at least to this point in the season, to really have a shot at the ball game tonight. That's the way I see it.
Well, every year since 1922, these teams have got together on a yearly basis. That will be the last time that happens in maybe a while. But Wyatt, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy seeing you.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And let's go have some fun tonight. This should be an interesting game.
Sounds perfect, Wyatt. Sure appreciate it. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Daddy, do you know that they only have 2 more home games after this the rest of the season? 2, including going to North Texas at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, you look down their schedule, and it's weird because after Nebraska, they take 2 weeks off on the road. They come home for 2 and then 3 on the road. And you talk about the football season, how fast it goes by. Let's be honest, this thing goes faster and faster as we get towards the end.
Yeah, those 2 home games are against the high-powered Oklahoma State offense and Texas, who they've actually you know, call it quirky, they've had success against the Longhorns. So Nebraska, their last home game until the 30th of October after tonight, rival Kansas. Of course, that's, you know, whatever you want to say, but it's on the road. And then at Baylor, a lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Live from Manhattan, Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Cats. Again, you can catch all the action on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've got all that coming up this afternoon with the pregame plus Major League Baseball here on ESPN. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Manhattan right after this.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Flat Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
The ninth-ranked UNK volleyball team is home the next two nights. A non-conference matchup tonight against Bellevue and conference matchup against Colorado Christian Friday. Loper volleyball begins at 6 both tonight and tomorrow at the UNK Health and Sports Center.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a Pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
And back from Manhattan, Kansas on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show fed by our friends at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad at North Platte. You want a burger for breakfast? They'll do that because the full menu is available all day long. Or check out their great breakfast options, maybe a little coffee, maybe a little iced coffee. It's Seattle's best coffee, by the way, Tony. I don't know how they do it, but it's there at Burger King.
They voted on it somehow. I don't know how they figured that out either.
They didn't even ask Jake Locker. Unbelievable. We have got a lot of questions for Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. All kinds of emails for Joe. I don't know if people are freaking out or if they just need... I mean, Joe's kind of been hitting home runs so far this year, so maybe that's what's going on. Joe joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Thursday. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Doug, Tony, how are you?
Well, we're surviving, but we are in Kansas, and I have found out that that's not quite as cool as being in Nebraska, and probably from somebody that doesn't live in either state, you're probably thinking that's pretty big dorks.
Yeah, I mean, it is a nice matchup between Nebraska and K-State tonight. You have to let the Cornhuskers dig, and I'm not just saying that because I'm on your show.
Hey, Joe, I think everybody goes back to last week when you told us to pick up the New England defense. You know what? That's great insight, and that's why we have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate that information. Obviously, the big news in the last couple of days has been Randy Moss returning to the Minnesota Vikings. What does that do if I've got Brett Favre as a quarterback? Is that huge?
Well, no, there's no question that getting Moss in Minnesota will make a terrific difference for Brett Favre. You know, he suffered without Sidney Rice. Moss, is a better version of Sidney Rice. Still has plenty of skill sets. He's likely to be motivated playing for some type of extension. He's going to make Percy Harvin better. Percy Harvin was never set up to be a feature receiver. Now, Moss is going to get a lion's share of the coverage, and Percy Harvin's likely to be, a much better player. Brandon Tate in New England will benefit as well. He's going to get a shot at more targets, as is Aaron Hernandez, the tight end. Just one note of caution this week. Moss owners, He's facing a team that knows him pretty well, the Jets. The underscore here, guys, you know, they talk about Revis going up against Moss. That makes no sense to me. Revis will probably match up with Harvin underneath, and Moss will probably be handled by Cromartie. Cromartie handled him very well in their first matchup. Look for both Harvin and Moss to have difficult times this week.
Chris from Lawrence emails us at the Dan Popper inbox, kind of on the other side of things here. He's got a couple questions. First, he says, Tom Brady is my quarterback. Should I be worried about Randy Moss leaving? Does that devalue him at all?
Well, it doesn't help him, of course, Chris, but not enough that you would Tom Brady out of your equation. Let me harken back to the days of Deion Branch and David Givens when Brady was still a major factor in fantasy football. He's not going to be relegated to a second-tier quarterback. He's got welcome underneath. You think this young kid Tate has got plenty going for him. They're trying to make a deal right now for Deion Branch just to give them another target. Aaron Hernandez is going to be a significant player in this offense as well. You should be a little bit concerned, but you should not, under any circumstance, remove Tom Brady from your roster.
Chris also wants to know, sometimes I wonder about some of our folks. He says, do you think the Redskins will re-sign Larry Johnson, or should I pick up Danny Woodhead? Chris, I'm going to answer that one. If your team is that desperate, you should just fold up and go home. But he does say, do you think Steve Smith for the Carolina Panthers will play this week?
No, absolutely not. He's got a high ankle sprain. The guy can't even walk. There's no way in the world Steve Smith's going to play. If you're desperate for a wideout, see if Lance Morris still sitting around out there. He's a possibility. Any of the Denver receivers, even though it's Baltimore, Demaryius Thomas or Brandon Lloyd, if they're sitting out there, you're going to have to make do this week. But Steve Smith is definitely out.
Joe Fitzpatrick or McNabb?
Wow. McNabb has a matchup this week against Green Bay. Green Bay's pass defense has been decent. Fitzpatrick versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got the worst pass defense in the world. This is a tough question because, you are taking on Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I'm going to take a deep breath and recommend you play Fitzpatrick over McNabb this week.
We've got a whole bunch of questions here for Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Manhattan, so let's just keep rolling along. Aaron and Carney says, do I start Brandon Jackson in place of Sean Green or Michael Turner this week?
Oh, no. Michael Turner is a sensational play against Cleveland. Cleveland Browns, have been, a decent football team so far this year. In fact, they've been quite interesting, and they're allowing about 3.8 yards per carry, but Brandon Jackson just is no more than a utility back in a flex situation. Definitely start Turner.
Also, he's given you four wide receivers. He's got to play three of them, so which one of these does he sit? Ocho Cinco, Hushman Zada, Greg Jennings, Kevin Walter.
The sit is between Hushman Zada and Kevin Walter, and so we'll break that down a little bit. Walter's going up against the Giants. The Giants' pass defense this year has been okay. It's right in the middle of the pack. Hushman Zada playing against Denver. Denver's pass defense has been just a little bit better. Hushman Zada, of course, had the big catch last week. Go ahead and trust Kevin Walter, but please note this. If Andre Johnson doesn't play, then stick Kevin Walter because he cannot stand up to a double team. If Andre Johnson plays, Kevin Walter is your pick over Hushman Zada.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, his receivers are Miles Austin, Malcolm Floyd, Austin Collie, Brandon Lloyd, Mark Clayton, Steve Smith, the Giants. Obviously, Miles Austin is a lock to start. Which other two should I start? I guess Malcolm Floyd, Collie.
Would you be kind enough to go through those a little bit slower, please?
Okay, Miles Austin is a lock to start. I'm going to leave him out of the equation. Malcolm Floyd, Austin Collie, Brandon Lloyd, Mark Clayton, and Steve Smith of the Giants.
Okay, we like Austin Collie as long as he gets out of that walking boot that he's in right now. And Steve Smith and the Giants going against Houston should have a lot of targets underneath.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live from Manhattan. More fantasy questions are rolling in. Jeff says, hey, Joe, thanks for the advice. I picked up Brandon Tate. Is that a good move? And Beanie Wells or Darren McFadden, who should I play?
I'm not sure that Darren McFadden is going to make it to the post. It looks like Michael Bush is going to get the start there. So right now we'll lean towards Beanie. But, I mean, if he's active, he's still going against the San Diego team that's been pretty stout. So just stick with Beanie this week. The other question is, Brandon Tate a good selection? I think he is. I think he's going to be a reasonable wide receiver three candidate. And the nice part about it is, he's on bye this week. So if you have picked him up, then you get to ride him the rest of the year without worrying about bye weeks.
Joe, this email says, I'm starting to lose faith in Matt Forte. I was able to pick up Ryan Torain. Should I make the switch?
Well, yeah. Forte has been, since week one, he's been on a steady decline. Carolina's rush defense is the fifth best in football, allowing only 3.3 yards per game and 2 touchdowns over the first 4 weeks. Ryan Terrain, on the other hand, will not have any Clinton Portis overhang. Green Bay's rush defense is next to last, allowing 5.2 yards per carry. Start Terrain over Matt Forte this week.
And finally, for Joe DeMeo, C.J. Spiller or John Kuhn this week?
Well, you're down there at the bottom of your running backs or a flex position. Kuhn going against Washington is a better play than Brandon Jackson, we think. If you have to have a Packer running back, certainly Marshawn Lynch being out of the way gives C.J. Spiller a little bit more to work with. The reason I'm hemming and hawing because neither one of these guys are a lot of a certain X number of carries. But let's go with C.J. Spiller this week, and that's a soft play.
Joe, I know it's something you pride yourself on. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, has more questions after the show, you go to FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's pretty simple. You just type it into the box. You shoot them back an email. They send you an email. When you respond, you get right back to people. I know that's something you pride yourself on.
Yeah, no, we try to turn it around, Tony. As you know, we try to turn it around as quickly as possible. If people are asking questions, we recognize that they want, they need answers to play the game effectively. And I'm always happy to impart a little bit of independent analysis to people's rosters. Sometimes, when you play the game yourself, you're too close to your own roster. So for me, I can look at it independently and unbiased and just give you, what I think is the best play this week.
Well, Joe, I think we've made it through all the questions that we had for today. We didn't really get in any nuts and bolts and ask you if there's something that sticks out to you as we head into this week. We're into the bulk of the season where you've got some bye weeks. Is there something that fans should really, outside of the Randy Moss situation, be paying attention to here in week 5?
Well, let me just give some folks some starts and sits this week. Eli Manning, Matt Ryan, a terrific starts this week. Mike Tolbert, I think, is going to be an excellent start. Thomas Jones, Cedric Benson, Steven Jackson. Receivers, Dwayne Bowe, Hakeem Nicks, Mark Clayton, decent play. As for deep sleepers, if you're in really deep leagues, Sam Bradford, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, of course, Ryan Terrain, Fitzpatrick and Terrain we talked about. As for sits this week, sit Kyle Orton against, even though he has the most yards in the National Football League, he's got the Ravens this week. They're very, very difficult, and they will hit him. Sit Joseph Addai, Matt Forte, we talked earlier. We don't like Brandon Lloyd, Michael Crabtree, Mike Williams in Tampa, or Lewis Murphy in Oakland. So those are a couple of start sits for the week.
Well, Joe, we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll do it again next Thursday, and good luck to your Tampa Bay Rays today, buddy.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be on with you guys every week. I love doing the show, and the Rays are going to need a little bit more than our luck. They're going to have to play much better baseball to get by the Rangers.
Well, we'll see what happens. Joe, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Joe, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, joins us every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate all your emails on the program today. Daddy, 30-10, Kansas State loses to Nebraska tonight.
I'm right in that same ballpark, Doug. I'm at, you know, 35, 38 to 10 or something like that. I don't think Kansas State's going to put a bunch of points on the board.
Maybe Josh Cherry has a big night. Maybe they have 14, you know, 15 points, five field goals.
Well, there you go. We'd certainly like to see Josh have some success. Of course, a kicker from McCook, Nebraska. So in his senior year, it's been a long battle, ups and downs, peaks and valleys here. Lost the job, gets it back. But he's kind of secured it right now. And
maybe they'll run a fake with him tonight since he's a senior going against Nebraska. What do you think?
Let's hope it's not a fake for, you know, that's going to put the Huskers in jeopardy of winning or losing that football game.
No doubt about it. Well, Merritt, have we taken care of everything from Manhattan? How about up there in Kearney? Is everything good? Everything okay? Are you okay?
I'm just ready for some baseball and then getting ready for the Husker pregame show that's starting on the breeze at 1:35.
All right, folks, we've got baseball this afternoon starting at 1 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. Triple header. Tony, a triple header today starts off once again with the Rays taking on Texas. Then the Yankees will take on Minnesota at 5:05, and tonight at 8:35, Atlanta opens their series at San Francisco.
Designated hitter Rocco Baldelli was scratched from the lineup. Willie Ibar added for the Rays. If you're following the baseball,
holy moly, you're the
25-year roster. I was on the phone trying to work the situation all morning long, people. That's why I get paid the big bucks in Manhattan.
Oh, Tony, I just thank you for working the phone lines while you were here. That's all I can say. I mean, that's just dedication.
Give him my all. Give him my all.
Is that what? Got a couple of emails here that I don't want to overpass. So one of them on Randy Moss. Not only is the Moss story a joke to get that much pub, but why do they keep rewarding someone who is a bad employee, a bad coworker, and basically a jerk?
He hasn't been a bad employee, a bad worker. He's been nothing but a stand-up citizen in New England. Yeah, he's made his mistakes. You know what, Emailer, haven't you made a mistake in your life?
Yeah, she...
Shame on you!
I wanted to say she again. He picked St. Paul to beat Ord.
Oh.
That's our friend, Lauren.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Well, we know how much he knows.
Let's get out of here, Merritt. That's going to wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show here from Manhattan on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Good Lord willing, we'll be back in the studio tomorrow to break down the Nebraska-Kansas State game and take all of your calls, all of your emails, and talk about how things went tonight here in Manhattan. We want to thank Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com for joining us on the program today. The voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joining us here in Manhattan as well. We'll have a couple more guests on the docket for tomorrow. Plus, it's homecoming weekend at Hastings College. Best of luck to the Broncos as they take on Midland Lutheran, and of course, to the inductees that are going into the Hastings College Hall of Fame.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
Go Twins!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.